Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Jennifer Owens is back from the Glow Clinic. Hi Jennifer, how are you?
Hi Trina, how are you doing?
Very good. I believe you have a big event coming up, all to do with their brides and weddings.
Yes. Well, it's funny because lots of people, you know, they don't know when to start prepping, but a lot of the bridal season is over the summer. And right about now is the time to kind of think, you know, people are booking their band or booking their everything else. Mm. They also might want to look at their skin or what prep they might need to do, depending on what they need to do with their skin to be happy with it.
Yeah.
So we have an event on the 10th of November. I'm doing an event with the makeup artist Aoife Crossan, who, if you've never had your makeup done with Aoife, you're missing out because she is a magician. So we are going to talk through all of the things that like Aoife would like to see in someone's skin when she's doing their trial and their wedding day, and I'll be talking through all of the potential options for people, because lots of the time people don't realize there's things that you can do to target their main concern. So we'll have some nice goodie bags which are packed full of nice things, and yeah, there'll be a bit of Prosecco and we can chat through all the fun stuff surrounding weddings,
because it is the one day when you want to have that lovely glow, and no better place to go than the Glow Clinic for that. But yeah, exactly. But I'll never forget, Jennifer, when I was getting married, you were coming on the show actually quite a bit around that time.
Yes.
Do you remember me telling you about how I'd overplucked the eyebrows and they were completely different shapes, and there I was getting onto an eyebrow girl like 2 weeks before the wedding going, could you do something with my eyebrows? And she's like, no, you should have been growing these for like the last 4 months so we could do something with it. So we can be kind of last minute. I left it up to the makeup artist to sort out the eyebrows in the day. We can be very last minute when it comes to things.
Well, I think, you know, there's so much to plan, and people have like all these things scheduled in, they've their hen, they've their dress fittings and everything, that it's very easy to kind of go, okay, I've all that sorted now. Now, what about my skin? Especially because the poor person is sometimes stressed out in the run up to the wedding and maybe their skin starts breaking out. Whereas the things that you can do, if you start like a few months before and you have some microneedling, or we get your skincare in order, it makes a massive difference. It's a bit like working out. You know, if you were like, oh, great, I'm wearing kind of a fairly fitted dress for my wedding, I'd love to be like ripped. You know that you don't start that 2 weeks before.
Hang on, I did that as well. I look for miracles, Jennifer. Come here, what is this microneedling? Microneedling, so, that sounds painful.
Yeah, so microneedling sounds uncomfortable, but it's not, because we use a topical anesthetic on your face, but it's really just stimulating collagen. So microneedling is, we have the skin pen in clinic, which is an FDA approved device, and it's used for like shrinking your pores, targeting fine lines and wrinkles, dealing with acne scars. What it does is it basically stimulates your own collagen. So if you cut your arm, for example, your body will send out all these messengers and things to make new skin, make new collagen, and heal over that kind of breach in the barrier. So with microneedling, we create tiny, tiny little dots all over the face. So we trick your skin into thinking, oh dear, there's been a big issue here. We better make new collagen and make new skin. Whereas because it's only tiny little areas, you heal up pretty quickly. So you're a bit red that day. The next day, sometimes you can look like you got a bit of sun, but you can put on makeup and everything. So it's generally no big deal. Yeah. I find I'm a little like flaky, maybe day three, day four. Not to the point that even my patients would say it to me, but like where your makeup doesn't go on as nice as you'd like it to. So you're kind of sitting there going, why did I do this to myself? But at about a week, you really start to see that glow start to come through.
And so you get a smoothness as well. That's the thing. I really would love that smoothness, because your makeup does go on so much better when you have a good base, doesn't it?
So much better. Mm. And that gives you your prep then for your makeup artist. You know, the easier you can make the makeup artist's job on the day of your wedding, of course, the better a job they can do.
And Camille, how can we get tickets for that bridal prep day? And can you bring someone with you, or what way does it work?
The tickets are €20, and that is just more so that everyone will actually show up. The goodie bags, we totaled it the other day, and it was like there's €140 or €150 worth of stuff in there.
No way.
So it's really just like to make sure people don't buy a ticket and not turn up. So they are limited, but they are available on Eventbrite. So there's a link on our website, and there's a link in my Instagram bio, which is the Daily Glow with an underscore at the end, and the clinic Instagram, which is the Glow Clinic IE.
Okay, and the website is theglowclinic.ie as well.
Yes, and you can always send us an email, hello@theglowclinic.ie, if you can't find it, and we can help you out.
Wouldn't that be nice for a bride to go along with, maybe her sister or, you know, her bridesmaid, whatever. Like,
or mother of the bride as well.
Yeah.
You're really focusing on that. That's another one that tends to even be more last minute. The poor mother of the bride is taking care of everyone else and then, you know, turns around at the last minute and goes, oh no.
Well, would you believe, on my wedding day was the day that my mother decided that she wanted to have her makeup professionally done, and we hadn't even booked in a slot for her. She just realised on the day, she was, you know, always wanted to do her own makeup, but just realised on the day, oh, hang on, and was so glad then in the end, because, you know, the way you feel like $1 million when somebody knows what they're doing is looking after you. So that sounds great. All right, well, best of luck with that. That is happening on the 10th of November, so get on that and mark that in your diary. Jennifer, we'll chat to you soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.